Greetings and welcome to episode 3. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Also an award-winning educator, speaker, 4-time Amazon best-selling author, radio show personality of Education First, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks LLC. I provide coaching and consulting services to assist you in elevating your leadership skills to make a powerful impact, no matter your role or capacity in serving. You will be able to turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's topic is distance learning tips for parents. We know that most parents are now navigating distance learning. Some are teleworking and educating all at the same time. This can be very challenging, but I will share with you some tips that will make it easier and you will feel some sense of success while you're trying to juggle work and assist your child. As I have always shared, a child's first teacher is their parent, and now we see this in full action. Again, this can be challenging. Also, keeping your children engaged and motivated while they are in the place where they call home can be a challenge. But you can turn that into an opportunity for family time, building stronger relationships with your kids, getting to know the ways they learn best, and it can also make for a better transition when they go back to school. All parents must stay in contact with their child's school, visit the school's website, go to the district and state websites, and stay in contact with your child's school during this time. That is critical. Here are 10 tips that will help you keep your child engaged during this time that they are involved in distance learning. These tips will make a big difference. Tip 1, allow flexibility. Do not be too rigid. Flexibility is essential in this new normal of distance learning. Most kids are not fond of strict schedules. They get easily frustrated and become disinterested. While you need a set routine, allow some movement and fun time so that they will not feel the pressure. Kids need to feel comfortable and let learning be fun at all times. Make it engaging is tip 2. Ask your kids what games they like to play and create some activities that will align with those games. And remember to do lots of hands-on activities. The key is to make it fun, create those fun memories. For example, if they are learning words, make flashcards and incorporate that into some word game. If they are learning to count, let them do dance steps to learn. Truly, the sky is the limit when trying to use games to master skills that students need to acquire. Tip 3, get connected via technology to other parents or a group within your community. This will provide a way to get your child motivated. Also, make sure that you do not allow your kids to become quarantine fatigued at this time. So too much technology can create fatigue, but we ask that you monitor that and then decide on how you need to navigate that. Tip 4, find ways to get them outside. Take a walk in the park and find simple ways to embed learning with nature. No matter the objective or the skill you're trying to teach, there's a way for parents to make it simple and once again fun. Tip 5, minimize interruptions. This is where a schedule needs to be developed and implemented. Kids can be easily distracted and find it a challenge to discipline themselves. If you set aside 20 minutes for reading, make sure you are committed to this uninterrupted time. Remember, there is a time and place for everything. Tip 6, think about what your child is passionate about and gear the subjects towards your child's passions. This is a great time to let kids lead their own education and a time for you to observe and get to know the things that you may not know about your child. You will learn their strengths and passions and develop some activities around this. If your child enjoys the outdoors, as my daughter did, allow them to spend time outside learning. If they enjoy cooking, Let them spend time doing learning activities in the kitchen. Reading ingredients, following directions, and measuring are all wonderful and great activities for students. Let them write about their experiences to incorporate some writing into their time while they're at home with you. There are great history shows and other television shows that can assist you with your child's learning. Do not expect your child to learn one way or in one setting. Mix it up and provide variety. Tip 7, be a good example for your kids during this time. Kids will see you working while they are learning. Allow that time to occur. Remember, kids emulate your actions and attitudes. Encourage and display high expectations. I can recall when my kids were watching me when I was in school for so many years, working on so many degrees. They watched and learned and naturally picked up some of my own learning habits. And now it's amazing for me to see them doing their schoolwork and how they complete assignments and how they write papers. So trust me, kids will emulate your actions and your attitude. Tip 8, be consistent. Consistency allows for clear, predictable schedules, expectations, and responsibilities. Kids understand their role when you start with what you do for the day, what they need to learn, and their overall expectations. This process can give kids an outline of what to expect and how they will go about getting it accomplished, even before starting the task. Remember not to allow this to become stressful, and listen and watch your child throughout the process. Tip 9, make learning meaningful, real-life connections. Find ways to connect activities with reality and make learning relevant. Here are some just ideas that I've used in the past. I would take my kids to places, and if, for example, now we can't necessarily go to certain places because they are closed, but you can take them on a virtual tour of some of the places that you would like them to learn about. They can discover living creatures in nature when taking that nature walk. I love to write, and naturally I pass it on to my kids. So teach them how to write letters and articles and ads and how-to papers and anything that they possibly want to write, poems. Just ask them and they will write away for you. And tip 10, learn to be a partner with your child during this time. While you are guiding your child, you are also learning with your child. Partner with them and master the important information together. This shows them how much you support them and that you're interested in their learning. Guide your child and provide those wonderful learning opportunities during this time. Let me take a quick commercial break and definitely remember to purchase one of my books at www.dressyspeaks.com. We'll be right back. Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Counselor, advisor, committed to your business. That's how business attorney Siobhan J. Smith describes herself. But more than that, Attorney Smith and her expert legal team want you to achieve the business of your dreams. And to help turn your dreams into reality, Attorney Smith has written an eye-opening book entitled The Small Business Owner's Guide to Hiring an Attorney. Download your free copy today. That's right. Go online now and download your free copy of The Small Business Owner's Guide to Hiring an Attorney. Just go to thesjslawfirm.com. That's thesjslawfirm.com.
Hey, As I continue my sharing about distance learning tips, let me share some great tips from Kern.org, K-E-R-N.org. Some of the things that I've already mentioned and some new tips. It is important, first and foremost, for parents to understand their role. Parents are not expected to take the place of their students or their child's school teachers. Instead, parents should play a support role. A good rule of thumb is to keep your children engaged and thinking critically. Make space for them, for their learning. They achieve their best work in a quiet, comfortable, and dedicated space devoted to learning. Remember to take those regular digital recess breaks. Make sure children take plenty of breaks from the computer in order to get time away from the screens. Set an alarm and encourage them to get up, get some fresh air, have a snack, and participate in physical activities. Another tip, set clear expectations, as I mentioned earlier. Parents should build time in their remote workday to assist their students' learning and schedule other activities they know their children will be able to do independently. Consider scheduling office hours when you're available for school-related questions. Remember, ask for help. You are not in this alone. For parents working with multi-age children, take a team approach and ask older siblings to help support younger students. Don't hesitate to ask your students' teachers for tips and guidance. Additionally, reach out to parents to see what they have found effective. Another tip, don't forget to have fun. I've said this throughout the podcast. This is a very rare time. And it is rare for parents and children to have this much time together. So turn it into an opportunity for bonding. Remember, your relationship with your child is what's most important at this time. When I was a school principal, I would encourage students to read. When you have time, read with them. For younger readers, consider using audiobooks. Use supplemental resources. Use any and all available resources to enhance independent learning, such as sometimes online games are appropriate for learning, educational videos, educational TV, KETN, audiobooks, or I mentioned earlier, field trips. Keep in mind that you need to plan your work and work your plan. Good planning can relieve stress for both children and parents. Check in with your kids about their plans and have them to develop a written schedule for not just the day, but for the week. Help them to prioritize and learn how to create goals, tasks, and deadlines, just like we adults do. Most importantly, show empathy. Allow yourself, your children, and their teachers some latitude and grace during these times. Understand you are not going to have all the answers, and this transition is not going to be perfect. Acknowledge this is not an ideal situation for anyone and give yourself permission to be flexible. No matter what you do, keep it simple. This is a time in our nation that we need to pay attention not only to the academic needs of our children, but also to the social, emotional, psychological, and just their overall well-being. Find ways to build that into your learning routine. Ask your children, how are they feeling? How are you doing? If you hear something or you notice something that is bigger than what you can handle, reach out to your child's counselor, teacher, or anyone at the school. And parents, there are so many resources online at your fingertips that can assist you during this process. I wish you the best of luck and always have fun while you teach and while your children are learning. Thanks for listening, and remember to visit my website at www.dressyspeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast and all my social media platforms. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, stay safe and be blessed.